Now, in the last class, we have already studied about what is nucleoid. So what we have studied about the nucleoid, nucleoid is what? It is the prokaryotic bacterial DNA, right? It does not have nuclear envelope or nucleus. If it does not have nuclear envelope and nucleus, only it has double stranded and circular DNA. That's what we have studied. It is nucleoid. Got it? And that we can say nucleoid is made up of DNA plus non-strand protein plus RNA, right? And in the DNA, basically it is double stranded, circular, and super coiled DNA. Non-strand is what? Polyamines. And we have studied in the last time that polyamines is basically it is positive charge protein, right? Because large size of DNA has to accommodate in a small size of bacterial cell. That's why the bacterial DNA has to undergo supercoiling. And for that supercoiling, this polyamines is required because it is rich in charge. It has negative charge or positive charge, polyamines.
The polyamines are positive charge.
Okay, good, fine. And DNA has which type of charge?
Sir, negative.
Okay, fine. For the coiling of positive charge of negative charge of DNA, positive charge of protein is required, as we have studied in the last class, right? Just we have studied. Okay. And apart from that, we studied about the ribosome. And what is the ribosome? Now, just its name clear. A ribosome. Ribosome means RNA as well as protein. Basically, it is made up of RNA and protein, right? And basically, ribosome is made up of RNA and protein. In bacteria, which type of RNA is present? Which type of ribosome is present? ETS. Which type of RNA? Ribosome? ETS. And what does mean ETS? 70S or ETS? What does mean 70S or what does mean ETS? In bacteria, in 70 ribosome is present. In bacteria, are you getting?
Yes sir.
Okay. And in ribosome, as far as bacterial cell is concerned, as far as prokaryotic cell is concerned, this type of ribosome is present in 70S or 80S?
The 70S.
70S, okay, fine. And S means what?
Sir, S means
Sedimentation coefficient. And it is also called in another way, in another word, S is also called Sulzberg unit. Right? Either you can say sedimentation coefficient or you can say Sulzberg unit. And that is 70S ribosome is present. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, what is the function of this ribosome? Basically, it helps in what? It helps in protein synthesis, right? So basically, ribosome is made up of rRNA plus protein.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Ribosome is made up of rRNA plus protein. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Just I am writing over here. It is made up of first RNA should be small in letter and another letter is capital RNA and that would be plus protein. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That would be RNA plus protein. Now, we will discuss about the function of ribosome. What is the function of ribosome? It helps in protein synthesis. Okay. And ribosome, now question is, ribosome is present inside the bacterial cell. Say for example, this one is bacterial cell. Say for example, this is bacterial cell. Inside the bacterial cell, whether ribosome is present in this form. Just I am drawing ribosome, right? Sorry. Now, just observe this. This is and basically a ribosome, that 70S ribosome is present inside the bacterial cell, right? And it may be freely present inside the cytoplasm. Means what? Basically, ribosome is made up of how many subunits? Two subunits. 70S ribosome is made up of two subunits. One is smaller subunit. Say for example, this one is the one ribosome. In the one ribosome, this is a smaller subunit. This is the smaller subunit. And this is the larger subunit, right? Means there are two subunits. A smaller one subunit is called, this is smaller subunit, this is called 30S. This is 30S. And another one is larger subunit. This subunit is called 60S. This subunit is called 60S, right? And what we have studied, ribosome may be freely present inside the cytoplasm. Means it is free inside the cytoplasm as well as attached with this membrane. That will attach with this membrane. This is a plasma membrane and ribosome is also attached with this membrane, right? So means what we have studied, the ribosome may be freely present inside the cytoplasm or attached with the plasma membrane. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Either it is free in cytoplasm or attached with the plasma membrane. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now what you will observe, in many ribosomes attach with one mRNA called polysome or polyribosome. Here we are observing, this is one ribosome, this is two, this is three, this is four, right? And this one is five. How many ribosomes we are getting?
Five. Yes, sir.
Okay. And one mRNA, this is mRNA. Just we are getting, this is mRNA. How many mRNA? This line, whatever line we are getting, this line is called what? This is what? This is mRNA. Okay? Means when many ribosomes attach with one mRNA, that structure is called polysome or polyribosome. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. So what we have studied about the ribosome? Ribosome is made up of rRNA plus protein. And which type of ribosome is present inside the bacterial cell or prokaryotic cell?
Which type of
70S.
70S, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the function of ribosome?
Perhaps in protein synthesis.
Good. And whether ribosomes are freely present in cytoplasm?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And whether they are also attached with the plasma membrane?
Yes, sir. Can be.
Yes. Fine. And what is the polysome or polyribosomes?
Sir, these are mRNAs.
If many ribosomes attach with one mRNA. That is called polysome or polyribosome, right?
Yes, sir.
In the option, you will also get many ribosomes attached with one many mRNA attached with one ribosome, many ribosomes attached with one mRNA, right? You should not confuse that. Many ribosomes. Here is polysome. Polysome means what? Poly means multi, right? So multi,
yes,
what? Multi-zome, ribosome, in the suffix of ribosome is zome, S-O-M-E-S, right? And in the polysome, you are also getting SOME. Got it?
Yes,
means
sir.
Means mainly what? Main would be ribosome. Here is polysome, means poly means multi. Multi what? Ribosomes. And only one mRNA. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And that is all about of ribosome. And in the last class, we have also studied about the plasmid. Plasmid is what? It is extra chromosomal. Just say for example, this one is plasmid. Plasmid is what?
The plasmid.
It is extra chromosomal.
Yes, sir.
Self-replicating. Okay, double-stranded circular DNA. And if you observe that some bacteria are certain disease resistant bacteria or some bacteria are the resistant against the particular antibiotic, the how which structure helps bacterial cell to fight against the antibiotic or to make antibiotic resistant, which structure,
sir? Antibiotic, okay.
Plasmid. Because plasmid carries genes for antibiotic resistant, right? We have studied in the last class. You might have heard this type of information, somebody taking more and more antibiotics, but that the condition of that person is not improving, right? So why condition is not improving? Because the bacteria inside that patient develops resistant against the particular antibiotic. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And now we will discuss about the chromatophore. Now question is, what does mean chromatophore? We will later on discuss. Some bacteria are also photosynthetic bacteria. In the photosynthetic bacteria, we will observe this type of structure. Just we are getting this chromatophore. In photosynthetic bacteria, the bacteria which having photosynthetic pigment, right? And these bacteria absorb light for making their own food. That's why these bacteria are called photosynthetic bacteria. Just purpose of a bacteria, greens of a bacteria, blue green algae and so. So these have what? These have chromatophore, right? Chromatophore is what? This is a structure and which contains what? Which contains photosynthetic pigments. Just we will see. Okay. In photosynthetic bacteria, photosynthetic pigments containing structure is present. That is called chromatophore, as we have discussed earlier. Inside of in all bacteria, that structure is not present in all bacteria, right? That is present in the photosynthetic bacteria only. If you observe the photosynthetic bacteria, inside that photosynthetic bacteria, you will get photosynthetic pigment containing structure, and that structure is called chromatophore. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what is the function of this chromatophore?
The chromatophore. Having photosynthetic
which contains pigment. As chromatophore, as it contains photosynthetic pigments, then what is the function of this chromatophore? As it contains photosynthetic pigment, that's why it helps in photosynthesis. Simple.
Yes, sir.
Got it? Now.
Yes, sir.
And gas vacuole. Basically, in prokaryotic cell, vacuole is absent. You won't be get vacuole. But in the some bacteria, especially blue-green algae, you will get what? You will get, in the blue-green algae, you will get gas vacuole. Right? And what is the function of this gas vacuole? It helps in floating. Buoyancy. It helps in buoyancy. Means floating. It helps in floating. Right? And now question is, this gas vacuole, that is also called, why it is called pseudo vacuole?
Pseudo vacuole.
Yes, later on we will discuss. Basically, true membrane is made up of protein as well as lipid. True membrane is made up of what? Protein as well as lipid. So just if we talk about the true membrane, is made up of protein proteins and lipids, right? Protein and lipids. Just here. Are you getting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Two membrane that is made up of what? That is made up of protein as well as what?
Lipids.
Just we are getting this one. Protein as well as lipid, right?
Yes.
But in a gas vacuole, it has only what? It has only protein. In the gas vacuole, what you will observe? You will only get what? You will only get this protein. You won't be get lipid. This protein only. So whether this gas vacuole has true membrane?
Yes, no, sir. As it is only made up of protein.
Okay, only made up of protein, right? And to having a good true membrane. So what is the feature of true membrane? It must have protein as well as
lipids.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And since gas vacuole or pseudo vacuole is only made up of protein, that's why we can say gas vacuole is this gas vacuole does not have true membrane. Got it? That's why gas vacuole is also called pseudo vacuole. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it has we already studied about this. It is present in the blue green algae. Now we will discuss about the pili and fimbri. And what are these pili and fimbri? What are these structures? This pili and fimbri. Okay, now we will discuss about this pili and fimbri. Whether we are getting this pili and fimbri?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Fine. And sec, for example, we are getting this structure over this. This is pili. Just this is pilus. Pilus means what? It is singular form of pili. Pili is plural and pilus is singular. We are observing this structure. All these structures, they come out from where these structures come out? They come out from plasma membrane. Yes. Actually they come out the plasma membrane, right? And fimbri is same type of structure, but it has some blisters, some as blisters.
Yes, sir.
And
sir, आपकी आवाज नहीं आ रही.
अब आ रही है सर.
हेलो हेलो
आर यू गेटिंग
सर
हाँ करणदीप
यस सर अब आ रही है आवाज
ठीक है तो आप बेसिकली हम लोग क्या डिस्कस कर रहे थे पिलाई और फिम्बरी की बात. आप क्वेश्चन पिलाई और फिम्बरी होते क्या हैं? तो मैंने आपको पहले बताया था कि ये प्लाज्मा मेम्ब्रेन की एक्सटेंशन है. दे आर द एक्सटेंशन ऑफ प्लाज्मा मेम्ब्रेन, राइट? दे आर द आउटग्रोथ ऑफ प्लाज्मा मेम्ब्रेन. प्लाज्मा मेम्ब्रेन से बाहर निकले हुए हैं. एंड व्हाट इज द केमिकल कंपोजिशन ऑफ दिस वन? व्हाट इज द केमिकल कंपोजिशन? What is the chemical composition? it is made up of pilin protein. The second line we will observe it is pilin protein, right? And they help bacteria to attach with substratum. Substratum means any surface, right? Just for example, these are the pili.
Yes,
and for example, this one is substratum. Substratum means any surface. This is surface. And with the help of this, and which structure of bacterial cell helps to attach with the substratum? These pili, right? These are the what? These are the pili. The pili helps to attach with substratum. Got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same function of fimbriae also. Fimbriae also helps in what? Attachment. Basically, both structures help bacterial cell to attach with substratum. Just we are getting over here. And some pili are large and help in conjugation. Right? Conjugation is a type of genetic recombination. Later on we will discuss. In that conjugation, two bacterial cells, they come together and they will attach with the help of this larger pili that is also called sex pili or sex pilus, and with the help of that sex pilus, both bacteria are attached and the genetic material of one bacterium goes into the other bacterium. Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And that's why we can, we have studied about this pili.
Yes, sir.
Right? In the pili section, what we have studied about conjugation. We have studied this is the bacteria. And say, for example, this is the sex pili. This is the sex pili. And with the help of that sex pili, another bacterium is attached with this, right? This is another bacterium. And one genetic information, and that genetic information is what? Yes. That is, say for example, this one is DNA, right? And this genetic material or plasmid is transferred into another bacterium. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that process is called conjugation. Later on, we will discuss in detail about this conjugation in genetic recombination section, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now we will discuss about the flagella. Just see in the diagram. Yes, in the diagram, this structure, what we are getting, this structure is called what? This is called flagellum. Plural, that is called flagella. This is one, that's why it is called flagellum. So basically flagellum, this is a flagellum. It helps in locomotion. Pili and fimbri, these are also outgrowth. These are the outgrowth structure of the plasma membrane, but these two structures help to attach with the substratum, right? But flagellum helps in locomotion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And now, yes. Yes. This is the structure of flagellum. Got it? This is the structure of one flagellum. It is flagella or one flagellum. The one flagellum consists of how many parts? Each flagellum consists of three parts. Which one? One is what? That is, one is basal body. This is basal body. One is basal body. Second one is what? Second one is hook. This is the hook. Second is hook, and third is, this is filament. Means flagellum is made up of three parts. How many parts of flagellum? Three parts, right?
Yes, sir.
One is basal body, another one is hook, and third one is filament.
Yes,
right?
Sir. Yes,
and
sir.
The basal body, just we are getting the basal body. The basal body is basically, it is made up of rod and rings. We will observe the rings, right? This is rod. Just for example, this is structure. This is structure we are getting. This is a rod. This is a rod. This whole structure is this. This is rod, right? Yes. And on this rod, we are getting what? We are getting ring-like structure, circular structure. And these structures are called ring. Rings. These are the rings. And how many rings we are getting? We are getting four rings. This one, this, 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 and this. Means how many rings? Four rings. So what we are getting? In gram-positive bacteria, we will get only two rings. But in gram-negative bacteria, we will have
four rings.
And why two rings are only present in gram-positive and three and four rings are present in gram-negative? So what we have studied in the earlier class, in the gram-positive, cell wall is made up of only one layer, right?
Yes,
sir. That's why a lesser number of rings are present. But what we studied in gram-positive bacteria, four rings are present in gram-negative. Why? Because the cell wall of gram-negative is made up of two layers. Just we are getting this one. This is the peptidoglycan layer, lower layer, and outer layer. This is a structure of gram-negative, flagella of gram-negative, right?
Yes, sir.
First flagellum is, we are starting from the cytoplasm, that is plasma membrane. This is the plasma membrane, and after that we will observe the cell wall. Cell wall, we are getting two layers. One is peptidoglycan layer, another one is outer layer, that is made up of lipopolysaccharide. And now, the ring which is present at the membrane, this is, first, we are getting this one, from this side, from inner side. This is the first ring. And since it is present in the membrane, that's why it is called M-ring. M-ring means membranous ring. M-ring means what?
Membranous ring.
Okay. And the second ring from the inner side, this one. This ring is called what? This ring is S-ring. Why it is called S-ring? Why this ring is called S-ring? Because it is present on the plasma membrane. On the plasma membrane means top, the means supra, that is called up. That's why supra membranous ring. This is a membranous M, and S is supra membranous ring. And now third ring is present in peptidoglycan layer. Just see this layer is present in this layer. This ring is present in this layer. This layer is called peptidoglycan layer. And peptidoglycan layer is made up of P ring. Which ring it is made up of? P ring. P ring means peptidoglycan ring. And after that, we will observe the outer membrane, that is made up of L ring. L means what? Lipopolysaccharide ring. L means which type of ring?
Lipopolysaccharide.
Good. Lipopolysaccharide ring. Right. So what we have studied about the flagellum? Each flagellum is made up of three parts, right? First,
yes,
is
that's the body.
Second one is
hook,
and third one is
filament, sir.
Filament. Okay, fine. And basal body, basically this part of flagellum embedded inside the cell wall and flagellum membrane, right? The basal,
yes,
body made up of how many components? Two components. Which one? One is rod
and rings.
Rings, okay. The rings, how many rings?
Four rings.
Whether all bacteria have four rings?
No, sir. Gram positive have two rings, whereas okay. Gram negative has four rings.
Okay, gram negative bacteria have four rings, whereas gram positive bacteria have two rings. Good. And what are the name of these rings? What is the name of these rings?
Sir, four rings.
Four rings. We are getting four rings.
The first ring is called membranous ring. Second ring is called supramembranous ring. third ring is called peptidoglycan ring, and fourth one is called lipopolysaccharide ring.
Good. Means there are four rings are present in the where, in which region? It is present in the basal body, right? Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The eukaryotic flagella prokaryotic flagella are made up of flagellin protein. This is a special type of protein, right? But in eukaryotic cell, flagella is made up of tubulin.
That prokaryotic flagella is made up of
flagellin protein. Just it is written, flagella are made up of flagellin protein.
Yes, sir.
That is flagellin. But in our case, matlab means in eukaryotic cell, flagella are made up of tubulin protein. Okay.
So which protein?
Tubulin. TUBULIN.
Okay, sir.
Okay. In eukaryote, just in eukaryote, it is made up of what? It is made up of tubulin. Tubulin. In prokaryote, it is made up of tubulin. Eukaryote, it is made up of tubulin. But in prokaryote, it is made up of flagellin. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what is the function of this flagellum?
Sir, function of flagellum is locomotion.
Okay, it helps in locomotion. Got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. These are all out of the flagella. And now we will discuss about the storage food, right? And which type of storage food is present in bacterial cell? Storage means reserve food, right? In the bacterial cell, reserve food is present in the form of glycogen. In which form?
Glycogen.
Right. In the form of glycogen. And glycogen is present in the form of stored food. Glycogen is basically it is carbohydrate, right? In our case also, if we will take the more extra carbohydrate, then in our body, glucose is basically whatever form of carbohydrate we will take, whether it is polysaccharide, whether it is starch, whether it is glucose, sucrose, fructose, and so on. And all these, after digestion, they will convert into glucose or fructose, galactose. And these absorb, right? And if extra glucose is present in the blood, then that extra glucose is converted into glycogen, right? When our body requires glucose, at that time, glycogen is converted into glucose, and then our body utilizes that glucose. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's why we are saying glycogen is present as stored food. Means it is reserve food, it is reserve compound. Whenever our body is required, then that glycogen has to convert into glucose, and then glucose will use by our body. Got it?
Yes.
In the same thing is present inside the bacterial cell also. The bacterial cell also contains same type of reserve food as we have. Okay?
The bacterium cell, sir?
Bacterium cell or prokaryotic cell has glycogen as reserve food, right?
Yes, sir.
And same type of reserve food, same glycogen, same thing is also present in our body also.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. And basically this is reserve food. So this is all about of what? Prokaryotic cell, bacterial cell. Do you have any confusion in the bacterial cell?
No, sir.
No, okay, fine. So what we have studied in the prokaryotic cell, just we are recapping all these structures. First, we have studied about the cell envelope. Cell envelope is made up of how many layers? Three layers. Which one?
Three layers.
Which one? Outermost is slime layer. This is slime layer, right? Second one is cell wall. This is cell wall. Third one is plasma membrane, right? And slime layer is also called glycocalyx. Basically, glycocalyx has two type of structure. If it is loosely attached or if it is toughly attached, tightly attached. If it is loosely attached, that is called slime layer. If it is tightly attached, that is called capsule, right? Second layer is cell wall. Cell wall is basically, it is made up of peptidoglycan mainly, and peptidoglycan is a polymer of N-acetyl uramic acid and N-acetyl glucosamine. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And on the basis of cell wall, we have studied about two types of bacteria. One is gram-positive bacteria, and the one is gram-negative bacteria. Just we have studied in the gram staining. In the gram staining technique, what we have done, we have first utilized crystal violet for the staining. First, we have prepared the bacterial smear, and then after we have used the crystal violet, then we have used the iodine used as mordant, right? And after we have used the acetone alcohol to wash the bacteria, and then what we have observed, and after washing with alcohol or acetone, if bacteria retain Gram's color, that is called Gram positive. If bacteria do not retain Gram's color, that is called Gram negative bacteria. To reconfirm whether Gram negative bacteria are present on the slide or not, what we have used? We have used safranin. That's why safranin is called counter stain.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Sir, safranin is called?
Safranin is called counter stain. Counter stain.
Okay, sir.
Okay, fine. And after that, we will study about, we will study in the gram positive bacteria, what we have studied in only one layer of cell wall. That is made up of peptidoglycan, and in the gram-negative bacteria, we have observed two layers of cell wall. One is outer is made up of lipopolysaccharide, inner one is made up of peptidoglycan. As well as after that, if we will compare the thickness of what peptidoglycan layer in the gram-positive bacteria, more thickness of peptidoglycan layer is present, but in gram-negative bacteria, less thickness of peptidoglycan layer is present. Got it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, fine. And after that, we will observe the innermost layer, that is called a plasma membrane. And plasma membrane is basically, it is made up of lipids and proteins. And the enfolding of plasma membrane is called mesosome, right? And mesosome contains same type of enzymes present in mitochondria. That's why functionally it is similar to the eukaryotic mitochondria. As we know, mitochondria are absent in prokaryotic cell. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And mesosome also attaches with nuclei, and nuclei contains DNA. That's why we can say it also helps in DNA replication. It also helps in aerobic respiration. It also helps in cell division. Right?
Yes,
and after that, we have studied nuclei. Is basically, as we know, in the bacterial cell, nuclei envelope, nucleolus, these two structures are absent. Histone protein is also absent in prokaryotic cell, right? The yes, prokaryotic sir. DNA is also called naked DNA. Prokaryotic DNA is called naked DNA. Why it is called naked DNA? Because histone protein is absent. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and eukaryotic DNA is covered DNA because histone protein is present, right? As nuclei only contain DNA, right? Means DNA, it has also non-histone protein. That non-histone protein is polyamines, as well as some amount of RNA is also present. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And as we know, DNA is present in supercoiled form. Now, question is, why DNA is present in supercoiled form? As we have discussed, size of DNA is larger than the size of bacterial cell to accommodate large size of DNA into small size of bacterial cell. That's why DNA has to undergo supercoiling, right? For this supercoiling, which one chemical is required?
So which chemical?
Yeah.
Sir, for supercoiling,
polyamines. polymers.
Polymers. Okay.
Yeah. For the super coiling of DNA, which chemical is required? That is polyamines. As we have discussed earlier, polyamines is which type of protein? That is positive charge protein. That is basic protein, right? And DNA is negative charge. As we know, according to Coulomb's law, what we will observe for super coiling of DNA, positive charge protein is required, and that is done by polyamines. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And after that, we have studied villi or fimbri. These are the extension of plasma membrane, and these structures help in locomotion or attachment with substrate.
Yes, sir.
No. I'm asking to you, what is the function of villi and fimbri? Whether they help in locomotion?
So which membrane?
No. I'm asking to you, what is the function of villi and fimbri?
Villi and fimbri. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
So villi, villi and fimbri are helping. Fimbri help bacteria to attach with substratum.
Good. And which structure helps in locomotion?
Sir, flagella.
Okay, fine, good. Whether villi also helps in conservation?
Yes, sir. Some pili are larger and help in conjugation, called sex pili.
Okay, fine. Good. And after that, what we will discuss, we will discuss about the flagellum. Basically, what we have studied about the flagellum. Flagellum is made up of three components. One is basal body. That basal body is what? It is embedded in inside the plasma membrane or cell wall, right? And after that, second is hoop, that is hoop like structure, or third one, that is longer part of flagellum, that is called filament. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Basal body is made up of two components. One is rod, another one is rings. How many rings? Four rings. Four rings are present in gram negative bacteria, and two rings are present in gram positive bacteria.
Yes.
In the gram negative bacteria, you will get four rings in the basal body, and gram positive bacteria, you will only get two rings. And what are the name of these rings? What is the name of these rings? M, S, P, or L? Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. M means membranous, S means supramembranous, P means peptidoglycan, L means lipopolysaccharide. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Actually, there is one trick. Okay, how can you remember which one rings are present in gram positive and which one rings are present in gram negative? Right? One trick is, one is MSPL. So what does mean? M means mere, S means sir, P means pe, L means lal topi. Mere sir pe lal topi. Right? Agar kisi ke sir pe lal topi hoga, to gaadi ruk jayegi ki nahi rukegi?
Kya sir?
Maine kaha ki kuch tricks hain the remember karne ke liye ki kaise hum log yaad rakhenge ki gram positive aur gram negative mein kaun kaun se rings present hote hain. Theek hai? तो मैंने एक ट्रिक बताया कि जैसे MSPL लिखे हुए हैं, चार रिंग्स हैं, तो ये चार रिंग्स जो प्रेजेंट हैं, फोर रिंग्स जो हैं, इसको कैसे हम लोग याद रखें कि M stands for मेरे, S stands for सर, L stands for लाल, P stands for टोपी. लाल, राइट?
यस सर.
ओके. मेरे सर पे लाल टोपी, अगर मान लो किसी के सर पे लाल टोपी होगा तो गाड़ी रुक जाएगी कि नहीं रुकेगी?
रुक जाएगी सर.
ट्रैफिक सिग्नल अगर रेड हो जाए तो गाड़ी तो रुक जाएगी ना?
यस सर.
ओके. तो गाड़ी रुकेगी तो जो गाड़ी में बैठे लोग होंगे उनके लिए पॉजिटिव बात होगी या नेगेटिव बात होगी?
नेगेटिव सर.
नेगेटिव बात होगी. तो नेगेटिव बात होगी इसका मतलब ये किस में प्रेजेंट होंगे? ग्राम नेगेटिव में.
यस सर.
ओके. अब देखो एक है मेरे सर पे, लाल टोपी नहीं है केवल एम एस रिंग, मेरे सर पे, मेरे सर केवल है, मेरे सर एम एस रिंग केवल है। तो अगर मेरे सर मतलब यहाँ पॉजिटिव में केवल एम एस, तो मेरे सर, मेरे सर की क्या, मेरे सर काफी अच्छे हैं, तो ये तो पॉजिटिव बात हुई ना।
यस सर
राइट। इस तरह से हम याद रख सकते हैं कि एम एस पी एल चार रिंग्स जो होंगे ये कहाँ प्रेजेंट होंगे, ग्राम नेगेटिव में।
Yes, sir.
और एम एस दो रिंग्स जो है वो इनर साइड से होंगे, एम एस होंगे केवल, मतलब मेम्ब्रेनस मेम्ब्रेनस रिंग प्रेजेंट होंगे। क्लियर है बात?
यस सर।
एंड आफ्टर दैट वी विल स्टडी अबाउट द राइबोसोम। व्हाट वी हैव स्टडीड अबाउट द राइबोसोम, राइबोसोम इज मेड अप ऑफ आरआरएनए प्लस प्रोटीन। आरआरएनए मींस राइबोन्यूक्लिक, राइबोसोमल राइबोन्यूक्लिक एसिड। आरआरएनए मींस राइबोसोमल ribonucleic acid.
That's it.
Yeah, ribosome is made up of RNA plus protein. What is the function of ribosome? Ribosome itself made up of protein, and it also helps in protein. Right? Ribosome is itself made up of protein.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and it helps in what? Protein. So, which type of ribosome is present inside the bacterial cell? any ribosomes attach with one mRNA, that is called polysome or polyribosome, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And after that, we have studied about what? We have studied about in reserve food, that is, glycogen is present in the reserve food, right? And here, one term is what? That is periplasmic space. Periplasmic space means what? That is the space present between this space, this space. Getting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this means space present between cell wall and plasma membrane, that is called periplasmic space. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Space present between
cell wall
plasma and plasma membrane. Yeah, that is called periplasmic space.
Yes, sir.
And there one means, this I am writing, space present cell membrane, cell membrane and
cell wall.
Right. That is called what? That is called, are you getting?
Periplasmic space, sir.
Okay, fine. And after that, we will, after that, one thing is here, one thing is given, that is, and after that, here is inclusion bodies. Inclusion bodies means what? Basically, these are the structure, they are present inside the plasma membrane, right? They are not surrounded by any membrane. Inclusion bodies means they are the specific structure, they are not surrounded by any membrane, that is directly embedded in cytoplasm.
Sir, inclusion body are specific structure?
Write this thing. Inclusion bodies are specific structure, they are directly embedded into cytoplasm. They are directly embedded into cytoplasm. They are not surrounded by any membrane. They are not surrounded by any membrane.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Inclusion bodies, lipid present, starch present, and so on. and many things are also present inside cytoplasm as inclusion bodies. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. These are all about of the structure of bacterial cell. Do you have any confusion in the prokaryotic cell?
No, sir.
Okay. And gas vacuole is present in which? Whether gas vacuole is present in all bacterial cell or prokaryotic cell?
Sir, gas vacuole is present as pseudo vacuole in BGA.
Okay, that is pseudo vacuole. Why it is called pseudo vacuole?
So because it is called as pseudo vacuole because of the pseudo vacuole. It is called
as. It does not have two membranes.
What?
It does not have true membrane.
It does not have true membrane. Yes, sir. Huh. Yeah. Yes, sir. Not present, yeah. Only present protein, not that.
For being a true membrane, which chemicals must be present, should be present?
Sir, in true protein, true membrane.
For being a true membrane, which type of chemical should be present?
The protein and lipids.
Okay, fine. But in pseudo vacuole, as we are observing in the gas vacuole, is pseudo vacuole. So which chemical is absent in gas membrane of gas vacuole?
Sir, lipid.
Okay, fine. Only protein is present. That's why it is called pseudo vacuole. And whether it is present in all bacteria or prokaryotic cell? No. It is present in BGA.
Yes, sir.
Vacuole is present, means gas vacuole is present in BGA or other photosynthetic bacteria, right? BGA is called blue green algae. BGA is called what?
Blue green algae.
Yeah, got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Now, we will study about the eukaryotic cell. These are all about the prokaryotic cell, right? And we will study about what? We will study about the eukaryotic cell. And what is the eukaryotic cell? Just we have observed in eukaryotic cell. We will get what? Just I am ready. Content. Okay. Yeah. Got it. And now we will discuss about the what? We will discuss about eukaryotic cell. The plant cell as well as eukaryotic cell. Whether you are getting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the eukaryotic cell, what we have studied about in eukaryotic cell, and basically in the eukaryotic cell, just I am drawing one example over here. And basically in eukaryotic cell we will study over the plant cell. Just this is a plant cell, right? And this is animal cell, right? In the plant cell, what we will observe in the plant cell, one structure is present, and that structure is called what? That structure is called cell wall. That structure is called what? That is called cell wall. Just this structure. This structure is present around this plant cell, and this structure is called
cell wall.
Cell wall. One second. Okay. This is a cell wall. And the cell wall is present in plant cell, it is absent in animal cell, right? It is not present in animal cell. This is the animal. This is animal, A stands for animal, and this one is plant cell. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now we will discuss about, this is the cell wall. This is the cell wall. And cell wall is only present in the plant cell.
Yes.
And this is what? This is plasma membrane. Later on we will discuss about the about detail, right? Just I am comparing these two plant as well as one cell. Okay, cell wall, and this is what? This is plasma membrane. And in the short, I am writing PM. You should not confuse with Prime Minister, right?
Yes.
This is what? This is plasma membrane.